Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Live it. Do it.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Tell Mama all.
Wouldn't it be nice if we all here were nice?
We are, and it's so nice, Cliff. I do feel like, you remember when the Golden Girls did the Miami song? Miami? I feel like there needs to be, they should do a song for Nice.
Miami.
Like, Nice is so nice, I have all of this rice.
No.
This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, and in case you just thought it was somebody like accidentally calling you and there was a conversation going on.
Like, hey, we're talking about Nice now.
But this is us.
This is us.
Yeah, why don't you open the show?
Oh, God, help us.
God?
Cliff, now I'm roasting myself. I've gone from hosting to roasting.
Yeah.
Cliff, we are in Nice, France. It's a beautiful city, as the other ones that we've been to have also been.
Wow, yeah.
It is the most populous city in France.
Really?
Yes, not Paris, but Nice. Huh. We're here at the beach in the French Riviera. It's beautiful. Oh, God. Charles is wearing a thong speedo over there. Disgusting.
He's towed our booth right out onto the beach. French Riviera. Kendall, did you ever think...
It's not level. It's crooked. We're leaning to the right.
That's okay.
We're really leaning to the left. Every time I set my drink down, it just slides over.
Mm. Awful. That's why I keep drinking them all.
No, I keep getting them, and you just keep drinking all my tropical drinks.
They're so tropical.
I'm
trying to drink the alcohol out of them so you can have the rest.
And mine are all virgins. So.
Oh. I always dreamed when I died that it'd be 50 virgins. Kendall, what is this show about?
Nice.
Other than, Nice, I'll tell you right off
the
bat.
I like to pretend that I don't know because talking about healthy food is hard.
Oh, right.
Because we're so fat.
Why did my mind block out that topic?
I wonder why.
I don't know. But I went to the Chagall Museum. That was my favorite thing that I've ever seen in Nice, is the Chagall Museum.
Yeah, that's a good museum.
I went there. They had, oh my God, Kendall, I have to tell you. They had the best men's room. It had this bidet that you could just keep pushing the button.
Oh, that was a bidet?
Before I knew it, I what do I hear over the loudspeaker but somebody saying in French that it's closing time. So I hid... And I'd gotten there first thing in the morning, everybody. But anyway, it was a wonderful museum.
It was a wonderful bidet.
I love Chagall.
What a bidet.
What a bidet.
Well, Cliff, I thought that was a water fountain. I went to the Musée d'Art et Histoire Palais-Massina.
Say that again twice.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, Cliff. Most of the places here, I have no idea what they are. I just like, this was on the list to do.
Yeah, but hey, we're on the beach, and I know about the beach.
Life's a beach, that life's I do know.
A fucking beach.
Oh, dear. Oh, excuse me, Daddy. I mean to just frighten you, dear.
Oh, you did.
I pulled the door open, dear. It's leaning to the left, dear. I almost fell out, dear.
Oh, my. Oh, you know, I'm going to blow up this floating float for fun.
He's so out of breath. Boys, he's been blowing up floats for the past half an hour.
It's only one quarter inflated, Bowers.
Got a lot of blowing to do, dear.
I'm getting very woozy from lack of oxygen.
Well, I always say, dear, you're full of hot air.
Well, I love to see the kids out there having so much fun romping in the surf.
Oh, look at them romp, dear. Now, I did bring you a nice healthy snack from the bar.
Oh,
there,
what is that?
They're almonds, dear, but they're...
I never have seen those.
Dear, that's not all. Oh. They're almonds and they have... little cherries and blueberries mixed up in them, dear. Doesn't it look like a healthy, wonderful snack?
That does look healthy.
Oh, give that to me. I'll take it.
Oh, dear. Come along. I want to see Opie put on these floaties.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Kendall, look how happy they look. Well, that, you know, every time we do a show, they're just having the time of their lives while we're sitting in the booth, locked in a glass.
The damn hot booth.
I know.
Kendall, I want to be one of those people who thinks that a bowl of almonds and berries looks good.
I know. I just tossed it over the corner. I wasn't going
to
eat it.
I want to. Now, I think a bowl of, like, Cheetos and Doritos would, with maybe, like, some Reese's peanut butter cups.
Now, that's the trail mix I can get behind.
Some trail mix. But that's a trail I want to go down.
We're talking healthy food. Now, I did look up something. Now, look. Yes, I would way rather have a slice of pizza and a burrito and four scoops of ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah, oh yeah. But that's what I had this morning for breakfast.
Man, we ate the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I did find a few things that, although they don't sound like, God, I want that, they sound like I could palate them.
Okay.
And I might like
them. Let us have it.
Zucchini chips, Cliff. Now, I know what you're thinking. Ugh, zucchini. Ugh,
zucchini. Now, I like zucchini.
I don't. But, well, no, I like it okay. I don't like it raw, for sure.
I don't like it raw.
But if you slice them up into chips, Cliff, and you dip them in some non-fat milk and then drudge them in a few breadcrumbs and bake them, you got some zucchini chips.
Milk and breadcrumbs. Is that all?
It's a breading, yeah.
I mean, I understand the concept, but that's all.
A little Italian seasoning in there, some cheese if you want. But you're making a breaded chip that you can bake, and it's got a little crunch to it. Whatever you want to on it, go wild.
Oh, go wild.
Yeah. Cheeto cheese dust.
Kendo, just watch out. I'm gonna be wilding out later tonight on some zucchini chips.
That's how I get wild.
Now, Kendall, I was at a place. This is not a tip. I just remembered this.
I'm just telling this to you.
I'm just telling it like a TIS. I was at a place the other day in Nice, and it reminded me so much of you. It was the Parc du Mont Boron.
Oh, what a Parc de Lawn bitch.
But then I realized I'd inverted some of the letters, and I thought, that's not really like Kendall at all. He's not that much of a boron.
Talking about roasting, Cliff.
The listeners are like, now that's a classic roast.
Cliff, remember when we talked about popcorn?
Vaguely.
I know, it's been a while.
You have to tell me where were we? Touring.
They're
touring.
They're all running together.
They are.
I think we weren't in Barcelona. We were in...
Madrid.
We were in Spain somewhere. Yeah.
No, we weren't. We were in Lisbon, in Portugal.
Lisbon, yes.
Thank God.
Portugal.
We were outside the aquarium. Okay.
We were, but yes, back we're me. Talking popcorn, Cliff. Anyway. We're
talking popcorn.
A nice, healthy snack that gives you also a little bit of chocolate is you take some Air Pop popcorn and sprinkle it with some dark chocolate shavings.
Let me just go shave some dark chocolate. Now, the bad thing is if I had a big hunk of dark chocolate to shave...
You would eat the block of chocolate.
I would eat the block before I ever got the popcorn popped. And while the popcorn was popping, I would eat the block of chocolate.
Anybody want this Air Pop popcorn with nothing on it?
Yeah. That's exactly what would happen. I think that has happened.
Great.
Kendall, why don't you just put some almonds in your Greek yogurt?
Oh, I do. Love it.
Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir.
Except I follow it with a big pound of ice cream.
Now, this is what Mrs. Potter Butter Churn just gave us, a piece of fruit with a handful of nuts.
See?
But and I know people who love that, and they're thinking, ooh, I'm starving. Yeah, the thought of nuts and fruit. But I'm not, and I wish I were.
I know. That actually makes my stomach turn. I'm like, ooh, I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, well, if that's what all there is.
Now, I do like apple slices dipped in like some almond butter or peanut butter.
I like just the peanut butter.
You know what I really like? That I found a good snack, Cliff, that I eat too much of because we eat everything in too much quantity. But I have pitted dates. Do you like dates?
No, I hate them.
Well, try them with some peanut butter and you
only
love
with
them.
John Luke, who won't even return my phone calls. And but it might be because he's like he has a Paris phone and I have an America phone.
Yeah, and the numbers are so hard to keep.
They may not come through.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what
John Luke, if you're listening, why don't you just email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com.
Well, Cliff, I hope he does return your call, but he's not listening to this show.
Well, Kendall, when will my life ever turn out right?
Oh, Cliff, you're on this show with me. Your life turned out perfect.
Well, I guess that's true. Why don't you just eat some crackers and some beet hummus? If you think chickpeas are too damn fatty and you want some beets, like as your dendrite fruit, then...
I love beets.
Well, hey, then they beat them into some hummus.
I'm going to go get me some beet hummus.
Have you not seen that?
No, I've never had beet
hummus. It's in the hummus section.
store. That's why I haven't seen it. I never go into the hummus section.
I have actually seen. I think I've eaten that.
I'm over in the frozen pizza and ice cream aisle. But what are we doing? What's going on? Is the price right?
Is it right?
I don't know. Is it? Okay. Let's do some price right stuff.
Oh, Buzz. Excuse me, Buzz. Did we leave our beach towels in here, Buzz?
I don't think. Wait, isn't that them like laid out over there on the sand?
Is that y'all's over there?
You're right, dear. That's ours. Look, dear. That's all of our pieces to make the sand castles with Funky and Opie, dear.
Oh, I completely forgotten setting them out, dear. Oh my.
Well, we were so consumed with all the other things that were going on, dear. I think you're just so lightheaded, dear. Oh, the blood's not getting to your brain.
So consuming with everything. I've been blowing up floats for hours, Buzz.
Oh, isn't he a lovely father?
And now Opie's out there floating in the French Riviera Ocean.
Having a great time out there. I want to be floating. Although this moo-moo would just drag me under the water, I think.
Well, I never go anywhere shirtless.
I don't walk through my house shirtless.
I don't. Now, you do. Now, get real. You really do. Kendall just lets the flab fly.
Well,
I cover it up.
Sometimes you have to. But I don't like to see myself. My flat out flying. I'm okay walking around with people better than I can handle like looking in the mirror, because that makes me want to cry.
That's weird.
Oh, dear. Both of you boys are wonderful that you don't need to cover up anything.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, just don't know.
Let's not go spreading falsehoods, dear. Let's get right.
That's improper,
dear. Dear Charles the contractor is about to lay on your beach towel.
Oh, goodness. Charles, get off that, dear. You're going to leave a stain.
Oh,
gosh. Why did he have to come on this trip? Oh, sorry.
It's for booth.
Sometimes it just gets out of me. I can't stop it.
Booth maintenance.
Cliff, is the price right?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. All right, fine. Then we're done.
Right.
All right, Cliff.
Give me one.
Give me one. All right, Cliff. Is the price right for a half-day electric bike vineyard tour in Nice?
Ooh. $80.
What? Oh, you knew.
No.
You went on a bike tour.
No. Me on a bike tour.
$82.04.
Hey, I'm just good at guessing
bing,
prices.
Bang, bang, boom.
Bing, bang, a boom. Kendall, how about this?
Now,
listeners, if you're listening and thinking about a birthday gift for me, how about this? The California Raisins Collection, 2-disc DVD. It's got two specials, classic commercials, and all 13 episodes of the California Raisins Saturday morning cartoon show.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God, let me get my credit card out.
I want it.
I don't care how much it is. Charge it right now. Two of them.
I've never almost bought something from an Is the Price Right list before.
I've never wanted anything as much as this.
And I've got note to self, buy it.
Do you want me to tell you how much I think it is? How much I would pay for it?
Remember, it's a 2-disc.
$100.
Yeah, it's worth every penny.
That's what I'm saying. Now, probably $30.
What, $19.95?
A steal.
Bargain basement.
Steal. That's like the bargain bin at Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh, we're buying that.
Buy two.
Organic wine tour in Nice.
Oh, you're sending me on all these tours.
Well, you know, you need some bike exercise.
$60.
Oh, Cliff, you're shooting low on that one.
Oh, no.
You're going to be devastated when you find out that the wine tour is $136.
I'd puke up all that wine.
Just go on a bike ride, Nice. You don't need the other tour.
Right. Okay, Kendall, how about this? Some Booty Perfect Butt Enhancement Cream.
Oh, Cliff. Why would I need to know that when my booty's so perfect? Let's see. I mean, how big a jar are we talking about?
I mean, it's not a huge jar.
Like a 3-ounce jar. What are you looking around? Are you looking for it?
I was looking for something approximately the size.
Like, where did I set it?
Yeah, I would say that big.
$40.
Listeners, check Kendall's credit card statement. It's $39.95.
Well, Cliff, usually it comes 2-for-1.
2-for-1, okay.
I'll give you the extra bottle. All right. Wow.
I'd rather have the California race.
We've never hit these so close.
Nice, the French Riviera is outside.
Something in the wind.
Yeah.
It's so nice. How many
roads must a co-host walk down?
Before he hits Price is Right.
Yeah.
It was one night stay at the Chateau de Ballet.
Hmm? Do you get to watch a ballet show?
No ballet. Oh. Ballet is not included.
$350.
No, Cliff.
No?
You need to go check in right now. It's $83 a night.
Ooh, get me them on the line.
Where do you think we are, in America?
I thought we were just in fucking America. Kendall, get this. How much do you think this is going to cost? It's a paperback book called Rage, a step-by-step guide to overcoming explosive anger.
It must be out of our price range.
And it's none of your business why I'm looking that up.
Yeah, are you just going through your Amazon, like, wish list now?
Basically.
Is it a hardcover?
It's a paperback.
$12.
Oh, Kendall. Get you one now. $10.66.
Oh, I love it.
You too could be free of rage.
Well, I need to read that book right away.
Me too.
And I need to take a break before the rage consumes me.
Me too. All right. I want to go just put my, like, I just want to walk a little bit into the French Riviera.
Me too.
Out there. Let's go dip our toes in.
All right. We'll be right back.
Years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What happened? Just a man crossing against the light. It happens every minute. Here's somebody else setting himself up for the same kind of an accident. He's in a hurry. The road looks pretty clear. This could happen to you anytime. Don't take foolish chances. Don't jaywalk. Don't cross against a don't walk sign. You could be killed that way.
Did someone say blubber? Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Goodbye. Just relax,
Welcome back.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Ce soir? Giggle at him, mama. Alright, we're back.
Yeah. Your niece.
I thought I would sing something romantic in French.
Oh, it was romantic.
In case Jean-Luc were listening.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
We're here in Nice. We're having so much fun here on the French Riviera.
Que sera, sera.
I feel as though I'm starting.
Whatever will be, will be.
Hey, Cliff, eat some edamame.
I am definitely the Doris Day of this show. but anyway, Kendra, I don't. I like it. What's going on?
Dear, let's talk about jellyfish, dear. Unhurts, dear, please.
Oh, the please. French Riviera.
Dear, you're going to have to urinate on my arm, dear. Dr. Blatter says it's the only way.
I don't have to go. I just went in the ocean.
I just went in the ocean. Oh, God. We're standing right next to each other.
Ew.
Where's Mr. Snodbottom? He's buried in the sand. Dear Crockpot buried him in the sand and he can't get up. The lifeguards are helping him now.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm sorry. I wish I could go, but I can't. What about Charles?
Oh, he's right over there. Let's see.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Charles, come here, dear.
Charles, can you come and pee on Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Charles?
Dear, please.
I guess so. I just drank a 40 of champagne from Nice
over
here.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Dear, just do it, dear, right here.
All right, I guess y'all...
Step out of the booth, please, Charles.
All right, I'm about to whip it out.
Oh,
God, shut the... Okay.
I don't want to watch.
I'm not watching. I'm just thinking.
Oh, I'm sort of a gag reflex.
Wouldn't it be nice? Oh, well,
Kendall, who hasn't been peed on a few times? Come on.
Oh, my
2017.
God.
2017.
Cliff, you know what I'm going to have to do to get over this?
Get happy.
I'm going to have to get happy. Forget your troubles.
Come
forget
on,
the urine.
Get happy.
Oh, God, that is my worst nightmare, what is happening out there. I can't even... Worst nightmare. Charles the Contractor and urine. Anything with those two things in the sentence.
He's still going.
Oh, my God.
Get happy.
It sounds like she's yelling at him to stop.
All right.
All right, Cliff. I got a tip for you to get happy.
Please do.
get your... Oh, God, this doesn't work well with what just happened. Get your hands dirty, Quill. Really roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty with whatever you're working on. And just get in there. Just get in there. Quit worrying about, like, well, I should take the advice myself. But yeah, get your hands dirty.
Just get your whole fist in there. All right, Kendall, what I want you to do to get happy, I want you to just call somebody and make their day. Remember how we used to call people on the phone?
Yeah.
And
back before texting.
Back through the years.
I go wandering once again.
When we used to call on a dialed phone.
I was listening to that moments before the show.
Aww,
no joke.
Oh, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I hope you were listening to me sing it somehow.
No, I was bawling my eyes out listening to Dolly sing it.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Aww.
You know, it's all sad. Now, they bring the whole new meaning when you listen back to it. It's like...
I know. Too many undertones there.
Yep.
But I love her. But anyway, what were we saying? Just call somebody from the... phone.
Somebody who cares.
Yeah. Here's a quarter.
I know, you know, it's...
I want to hear that song again, don't you?
Not really.
Here's a quarter.
No, I do.
Call someone who cares. Now, everybody out there listening loves Travis Tritt.
Oh.
Remember all those videos he made where he was in the wheelchair?
Let's move on from that. Cliff, I was going to say, if you want to enjoy actually calling somebody, no texting, just call my dad up, because that's the only way you're going to get him is calling him on the phone. But you could say less and listen more. That'll make you happy.
I think it definitely. I'm going to do that right now.
I'll try to do that. Oh, good. Good. And I have one more to share.
Keep going.
Because I think this is one that I do think we could benefit from, the listeners could benefit from. Because I know that I don't do this. Because I usually, if somebody calls me, I'm like, unless it's you or Mrs. Potter Butterbutterturn, somebody I care about, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, me too.
Somebody's calling me. Me so. Too. Instead of doing that, smile before you pick up the phone and say hello, because your friends know.
They know.
That you're smiling. And just tell your friends that you love them, Cliff.
Love you.
In a world gone south.
In a world.
Think positively.
In a world where Jake Gyllenhaal is continually snubbed for Oscar nomination.
See? What did I do? I said La La Land was good. I got into the positive.
He got a BAFTA nomination. Yeah. I don't know why they know things that idiots in America don't.
I really need to take a BAFTA after being in the
ocean. Oh, look, Mr. Snodbottom, he's finally crawled up out of the sand.
Oh, God. Okay. It looks like a zombie coming to life.
Oh, he does.
Not a living dead over there.
Oh, dear.
Ooh, I'm so sorry for my crazy outburst earlier.
Bowers, all right. I don't know if you know, but Mrs. Butter Butter Butterson was just... stung by a dangerous jellyfish.
Oh, yeah, we were here. We saw the
whole
thing.
We were here. We saw.
You were trapped in the sand over there.
Oh, sorry about that. I got a little sand on your soundboard, boys.
Oh, God, there's sand everywhere.
Oh, no. Oh, you got sand in my pudding over here.
I think you need to go get the water and rinse off, because there's more than just sand over there.
Oh, I don't know. It's the water's so warm and full of dangerous jellyfish,
boys. Oh, there's not that. That was a fluke that one time.
And I'm sure Charles has more pee.
He's got plenty to cut to go around.
Oh, disgusting.
Okay, Valentine. Go get in the water, Mr. Starbottom, please.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, come along, dear. I've got some pudding for you over here, dear.
Go ahead, Valentine.
Oh, of course. It's the butterscotch, your favorite. Oops. Is it sad that I'm like, oh, butterscotch bowel pudding? That sounds good.
That does sound really good. Sounds good. Why is life like this?
I know.
Do you ever just think that?
I do. Like, Saturday morning I woke up with the most intense stomach pain I've ever had in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I thought my appendix were bursting. And
from all the French food.
It must have been. I was like, I need some fiber. I need something to push it through.
I had to eat an entire box of French Raisin Bran, because apparently eating nothing but creme brulee for 7 days is not good on the old pooper.
Now, as you get older, you learn these things.
Hey,
hard way.
You live, you learn.
We need some stool softener because we're learning the hard way.
Ooh,
man, I am full of them today.
You are full of it. It means shit.
Speaking of things that are stupid, Cliff.
Yeah, what?
It's time to get stupid.
Oh.
Too late.
Too
stupid. I got some stupid questions for you over here in Nice.
By the way, my sugar is raw. Is this show about...
sugar is raw?
This is the vegetable
and
show.
The sand is grainy. Yeah.
The healthy foods that taste good show.
That's what it is. Did you forget already? So
that's what we're here for.
I still got more to talk about from that. I
cannot wait.
Stupid things.
I've never been more excited for the last 5 minutes of the show in my life.
Good.
Because I can't wait for everything that's going to happen.
Good. I can.
And we're on the French Riviera, for God's sake.
Cliff, what's the best sitcom you've ever seen past or present.
Past or present?
Yeah.
Well, if The Simpsons is a sitcom, then The Simpsons. If it's not, then I'm going to go out on a limb and say my wonderful hero, Mary Tyler Moore, of The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I thought that. I did write this question before that happened.
I know. I can't even talk. If all we did was talk about all our wonderful, beloved celebrities that have gone on to heaven to host our Cloud to Cloud After Death talk show, then that's all it would be.
We wouldn't have time for stupid questions.
Yeah.
But an app mysteriously appears on your phone that does something amazing. What does it do?
For sex, I guess. You use it. You somehow.
You just push the button. It's like, ooh, having sex.
Oh, it's probably an app for like good-looking guys who are chubby chasers and love the big flabos.
All right, I got one more for you, Cliff. Okay. What was your favorite restaurant when you were a young child?
We're so fat, I always liked all restaurants.
Well, I loved them all, but I do know
what
my
was
favorite
yours?
Restaurant. It was, remember Quincy's, home of the Big Fat Yeast Roll?
Yeah.
I fit in perfectly there. And every time we'd go every Saturday, my mom and my aunt and myself, after we went like to garage sales.
Yeah.
And I'd get a bucket-sized trough of macaroni and cheese. That's all I would eat. And yeast rolls. Like, perfect thing for a fat person that's wanting to grow.
And was that at a buffet?
Yes.
Okay, because I almost said the Old Country Buffet, but really, when I was younger, I really want to start singing "When I Was Young" by the Ramones.
Yeah.
But when I was young,
a lot of Ramones going on.
It's today. A lot. It's all I listen to because my emotions need hard rock guitars at the moment. But anyway, Bonanza.
Oh yeah, but I forgot about Bonanza.
Bonanza because you know what? If I ever really had everything I ever wanted, I'd have a soft serve ice cream machine in my house that served chocolate, vanilla, and swirl.
Then I would never leave the house. I wouldn't be able to fit out the damn door.
No, because I'd be putting Oreo crumbles on all that all day with some hot fudge.
But no, Cliff, it was everything a fat child would need.
Yeah.
We would eat there, and then my mother would get a huge tub of it to take home from the buffet, and I would wait 2 hours after I got home, and then I would eat it Saturday night while I watched the Lucy Dizzy comedy hour.
Uh-huh.
And I submitted my love for Lucy and for food.
But that's funny, we both thought of buffets.
Well, of course. It was the most consumption of food for your dollar.
Now I really want to... Are there buffets in Nice?
Now I'm like, where's the closest buffet?
French people would probably barf just looking at us eating a buffet.
Their buffet has like 6 cranberries in a little thing. I'm like, ooh. All right, Cliff, that's all the time for the stupid questions. We're done with stupid.
All right. Well, while we wind this down, I want you to tell us one last really healthy food that will change our lives.
Ooh, just one?
Or two.
No, I'm
just narrow it down. I don't care.
Well, I was going to say...
Just don't go on too long, okay?
I had hours of stuff. One of the things I was going to point out was rye toast with some low-fat cream cheese and dried cranberries in honor of Mrs. Potter Butter. But
she would love it. Now, you see people eat toast with avocado on it all the time.
Yeah, Susan loves that.
I keep meaning to make it, but I order a Domino's.
I like toast, and I like avocado.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll go well together.
Yeah.
And some multigrain crackers with some skim ricotta cheese and honey on it, Cliff.
Now that sounds like a bowl of throw-up. But,
what skinny people eat.
It really is.
I know. I know.
So sad.
I know what to eat, I just don't do it, and it's so sad.
I really don't want to.
It's sadder than hell, Cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have a quote?
No. I boldly went quoteless.
Boldly went quoteless. For the past, last week and this week.
Oh, bold. Excuse me, bold. Oh, an electric eel has just washed upon the shore, bold.
Oh, my goodness, that was terrible.
You don't go too far down the shore.
Oh, Charles is about to go pick it up, dear.
Oh, don't pick that up.
Charles,
oh, it's electric.
The more you eat, the less flavor. The less you eat, the more flavor. That was a
true
Chinese proverb. That's why they're so thin in China.
That's true.
And the greatest wealth is health. That was an unknown Arthur.
Is it any wonder he stayed unknown?
Oh, yeah.
Take me home, roads to Nice, on the French Riviera. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
No, it's not Michael Bublé live in Nice.
Everyone, return your attention back to the beach.
Please, there's nothing to see here.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
I'm
We're done with stupid.
C'est soi?